And it's now time for your daily Fortas News Break, a production of Fortas Institute. A Biden-appointed federal judge in Oregon has blocked the Trump administration's declaration that transgender medical procedures on children are neither safe nor effective. The judge accused the administration of trying to, quote, see if it can get away with it, calling it inconsistent with democratic governance. New York Attorney General Letitia James celebrated, declaring she will, quote, always fight for the LGBTQ community. Here's the good news for taxpayers, however. The ruling doesn't touch the separate HHS rules barring hospitals performing these procedures on minors from participating in Medicare and Medicaid. So your tax dollars may still be spared from funding what growing numbers of European countries have already abandoned as reckless medicine. Meanwhile, the Trump administration is investigating 13 states suspected of forcing healthcare workers to cover abortion against their conscience. HHS's Office of Civil Rights is targeting California, Colorado, New York, Illinois, and 9 other states with mandates that appear to violate the Weldon Amendment, which protects providers from being punished for refusing to pay for abortions. The DOJ has filed suit against Harvard University, accusing the school of fostering a campus climate where anti-Semitism thrives. The filing alleges Harvard rewarded students who assaulted and harassed their Jewish and Israeli peers while failing to enforce its own rules against the mobs occupying its buildings. Attorney General Pam Bondi said the administration is demanding better from institutions receiving billions in taxpayer subsidies. Speaking of hostility toward people of faith, a resurfaced interview shows California Governor Gavin Newsom's wife calling evangelical Christians a drag on the country. Jennifer Newsom claimed conservatives are, quote, pulling us back as a country to a time and a place we don't deserve to be. She also tried to redefine pro-life to mean universal preschool and government health care, essentially everything except the part about not ending a life. And the timing here is worth noting, as Newsom reportedly spends $19 million polishing his image ahead of a possible 2028 presidential run. North of the border, Ontario Premier Doug Ford is shutting down the province's remaining supervised drug consumption sites, calling them a failed experiment. You think? All 7 remaining sites will close by mid-June. Records show Canada's federal government spent over $800 million on its drug strategy from 2017 to 2022, with even the health department admitting the results were minimal. A drug decriminalization trial in British Columbia actually saw overdose deaths increase over 3,000 in 15 months. Ontario will be directing funds toward treatment and recovery instead. And that wraps up today's Fortas News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortas Plus or sign up to become a Fortas Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortasInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortas News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.